Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update?
Sure can.
Hello, Jennifer. Weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call up at 866-954-MORE.
Legal needs. All right, we got mostly sunny skies. We got a little high clouds. Doesn't look like any rain. Winds are nothing. 5 miles an hour tops. I'm going to guess they're starting to come. They're coming out of the north. I'm going to go say northeast. I see a plane turning from the west. And I would say it's about 75 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy? Great. He did great indeed. 77 degrees right now. He's right. The winds are low, somewhere between 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out of the north, northwest, expected low today is 56.
Oh, northwest?
Yeah. There is one dark and stormy cloud above Kaseya Center, though. You didn't mention that one. Did not mention that.
Raining my tears.
Don't cry. Don't cry. You can't cry.
Why
can't
I cry?
You're the one that started.
I didn't start anything.
Oh, you helped, though.
You're not allowed to cry.
Can it just be like the old saying of "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened"?
Yeah, I guess so.
Never heard that before.
No, it's a saying, dude. People say it. We got Twitter beef going on right now too. Ooh. Between Jimmy's, I guess you call this guy his camp. His friend Ernie the Man.
Hold on. We have Bernie and we have Ernie.
Bernie and Ernie. Yeah.
Okay.
He comments on Barry Jackson saying the Butler camp is telling people the Heat threatened to suspend him. Heat insists that's BS, never happened. Ernie the Man says, it's ridiculous. Here comes the lies to make someone out to be the bad guy. Where's your integrity in reporting, Barry? Do you just put out what they tell you to put out, even though you know they are lies? Haven't you been lying enough during this whole process?
You know what, though, dude?
Barry Jackson comes back. Because you don't come at the buzz. You come at the buzz.
Whoa!
You best not miss.
Yeah.
Hey, moron. I presented both sides. That's what journalists do. I didn't guess who was telling the truth and who was lying. Go back in your jock-sniffing hole instead of questioning the integrity of a multi-time winner of Sports Writer of the Year. Have a nice day. Spicy.
Yo, to start with, hey, moron.
Start with, hey, moron.
Damn.
Yeah.
Barry Jackson.
Really, though, Barry kind of has a point. Bernie, Ernie, Bert, and the rest of the Sesame Street have no business talking at this point because anything they said has been misleading lies.
I think the person who probably lied the most was Jimmy's agent calling Shams a liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
I think if anybody's going to be called a liar on Twitter.
And I bet he doesn't say anything about it, though.
What do we and some agents have to do? Look at Bernie. He's like, he got him.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Tua Tagovailoa, Leroy. Mike McDaniel, unsurprisingly saying that he is very unlikely to play. Snoop Huntley. This is your mission. Can you deliver the Miami Dolphins to the postseason against a Jets team that is also dealing with a ton of chaos? Who gets the award for chaos of most chaotic team right now, the Heat or the Jets?
The Jets.
Still the Jets?
Still the Jets.
Still the Jets.
Yeah, for because sure. They gave a guy $50 million on crutches.
Well, it's in Snoop. Look, I liked how Snoop played last week. But it was a revenge game. He doesn't have a revenge game factor against the Jets. And he also...
Get him up to speed then.
He also may not have an offensive line. Although it does seem like we're getting Jalen Waddle back, which is good news.
Ooh.
Don't do that. What do you mean? What do you mean? Did you guys see yesterday Jonnu Smith? He said the Dolphins getting no Pro Bowlers was a slap in the face.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Go win the game this week. What? It's like, all right, whatever.
Again, I think Sealer will end up being in.
Sealer, Jonnu, probably deserved it. His numbers compared to, like, you know, compared to old Swifty over there.
Keep in mind that the fan voting is only a third of it.
Well, they got named, though. It's over. I'm not talking about the All-Star game. They named the Pro Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but guys who can opt out because they got, you know, if they go deep in the playoffs, then more guys can make it. But Jonnu probably should get. Jordan Brooks also had a really good season at linebacker for the Dolphins. But Sealers was a crime. Like, Sealer.
Linebacker is hard to pick. You're basically just picking your favorite guy, because if you look at all the linebackers, the middle linebackers make a bunch of tackles. Like, there's a bunch of linebackers with 100-plus tackles and picks and forced fumbles. It's just the guys you're familiar with that you pick.
Yeah. Sealer, though, I hope he gets the nod. He deserves it.
Also, nothing – I know the defense has given up a lot of points, but, I mean, Jalen Ramsey is still Jalen Ramsey, right?
Well, yeah, they had a top-three defense this season, but it was such an odd thing because, like, they don't have a 20 sack performer. They don't pick the ball off.
True.
They were just
how the hell did they do that?
I don't know. Anthony Weaver's a magician. I think that's how it happened.
I don't know. He paid the stat guys off because I don't know how. It didn't seem like a top three defense, did it? Am I tripping?
I don't know. Like, they did. They, you know, the worst performance they had by far was Green Bay. That was oof. That was bad.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I can't remember too many performances where I'm like, it was on the defense. I do remember a lot of times where the defense was holding on and the offense never helped them.
Well, so I guess it still means your defense is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess it could even do this thing if that's the case.
Like, we're sitting here looking at, and a lot of people look at the defense and put it around wins and losses. But think of where your team would be if that defense wasn't keeping you in all these games.
Wallace says the Canes had a top 25 defense. Stats lie.
Okay. No, I know.
No, they didn't.
There's no way.
I think they did.
There's no way.
I think they statistically did.
No way. There is no way.
That didn't feel like a top 25.
Like, they got carved up like a holiday ham.
What do you think when Lance Guidry got called up by Mario Cristobal? He goes, I already know. I'm already packed. I knew. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Stuff is packed, boss.
Yeah, I knew after 21-0. I was,
I don't understand, though. Like, I'm seeing points per game. They were 70th. Yards per game, 30th.
Maybe they were, like, top 25 going into, like, Syracuse or something like that.
Okay, you know what I think the discrepancy is? Like, the defensive rushing, 12th. Passing 123rd.
So, it felt like it.
Yeah, average those out, I guess.
Who was that? When you're 123rd, guess what teams are doing? Not rushing.
Remember when that intangible on FSU even went for like 60 yards?
Just literally everyone.
I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
There was a quarterback. I can't remember if it was probably Georgia Tech. I don't even think he was fast. He just like.
No, they had the specialty quarterback.
This guy, you know he's going to run the ball. You know it's going
to
run.
This guy's
passing. You know it.
All right, guys, this is the passer. It's 3rd and 25. Hey. 28-yard pass.
Crazy, dude.
Hey, we played with a quarterback. We had that at Michigan, and we ended up winning a Rose Bowl. So I don't know how it works out that way. But we had one guy was only there for short passes. He couldn't even throw it deep. And the other guy, he was more mobile. So,
Mobile.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. There's a mobile quarterback. You like we just got a plate of empanadas here.
Ooh, well, you know what that mobile quarterback is doing now? Playing the guitar.
I wish this whole Jimmy Butler thing hadn't happened. I had a stat that would have made Leroy really mad today about the Tyler Hero All-Star comparison. I learned a new stat yesterday.
What's that?
VORP.
I'm sorry. What's that?
VORP.
Value.
Over value. Replacement player. What? Tyler Hero amongst the candidates. Highest VORP.
Highest VORP.
But it doesn't even feel like, you know, it's hollow. I'm not in the mood to do it today.
Is it even VORP?
Yeah, dude, VORP.
What's it? Well, you know, look, if I'm being honest, if that helps prove a couple of my points, then I'll use VORP. But I have no idea what the other is still.
Oh, I don't know how you figure out VORP.
No, I don't. I mean, what do we even do? I don't know. But if I'm like, look at that VORP on Keyshawn Johnson, then I would expect you to respect that.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this.